also to facilitate Mr. Langer's schedule, we are going to move item number 17, I believe it is, and take that item first today. He's anxious to get back to the Windy City.
That was yesterday.
Please call number 17.
From Corporation Counsel requesting authorization to amend sections 201.24, subsection 2.4 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as it pertains to members of the Milwaukee County Employee Retirement System that are employed by the state of Wisconsin. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, the Pension Study Commission, and the Pension Board. The Committee on Finance and Audit approved this item by a vote of 6-0. And the Pension Study Commission approved it by a vote of 5-0.
Very good. Thank you. Gentlemen?
Good morning, Chairman. Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. Good
morning, Chairman. Larry Langer from Buck Consultancy, actually. And I want to thank the chairman and the other supervisors for scheduling.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
Chairman, before you is an ordinance amendment proposed by the Pension Board and on the advice of our outside counsel, tax counsel of the Pension Board. It's a definitional change to the membership of our pension system. It's being done to be consistent with state legislation that was passed this year. Back up, the MECA and MILES programs are the state welfare programs that the state, by legislation, decreed be taken over by the state. The MECA program is the Milwaukee Early Care Administration, which relates to the child care subsidy program. It was taken over by the state as of October 1st for those employees, so we had approximately 70 employees who went to state employment as of October 1st. With respect to those employees, the state decreed that they would be given an option for 10 days. They had the option to decide whether to stay in the county retirement system, even though they were state employees. And Mr. Mansky has the exact numbers, something like a dozen employees chose that option. So as long as they stay in the state unit doing that work, they are allowed to stay in the county retirement system all the way to their retirement, if need be. The second situation are the MILES employees. The MILES employees are the food share type employees. There's 300 and some of them who will become state employees, most of whom will become state employees as of January 1st. They were treated differently by the state legislature. Those individuals were told that they would stay in the county retirement system until they vested. Once they vested, they would immediately become members of the Wisconsin retirement system, the state system. So if they already have 5 years of service, which is generally vesting in our plan, they will on January 1st immediately move to the state system. If they have less than 5 years of service, they will stay with us until they get to 5 years of service, and then they will move to the state system. They had no choice about that. That was mandated by the legislation. They will be entitled to a benefit when they reach age 60, a normal retirement benefit, based on however many years of service they had. So if they had 12 years of service as of September or January 1st, when they reach age 60, they will get a pension benefit from us based on that 12 years of service. If they're one of these individuals who had less than 5 years of service, they will stay until they get 5 years, go to the state system. When they reach age 60, they will get a pension benefit from us based on that 5 years. The legislation also provided that the state would pay all of the actuarial costs, the employer's share of the actuarial costs associated with this, with these benefits. The state will be collecting the 4.7% employee contribution from the employees and forwarding that to us, and then we, with Mr. Langer's help, will be calculating every year the actuarial expense related to those employees and billing the state for that, and they will be paying us. And so what you'll hear from Mr. Langer is there's effectively no cost to the county on this legislation. We are asking, and the Pension Board is asking, that the amendment of our ordinance be, the definition of our ordinance be amended to include these employees consistent with the state legislation. Our ordinance says that to be a member of our system, you have to be an employee, a county employee. This amendment basically says we're also now going to include state employees who, by state legislation, are mandated or allowed to remain members in our system, contingent upon the state paying the actuarial cost of the employer's share for that membership. And so that's the purpose. Our outside counsel, our tax counsel, says that the IRS prefers that these amendments be made in the year in which the change takes place, and so that's why we're asking that it be done this calendar year, so that when the change is taking place, it's actually already taken place October 1st for some of the employees.
Very
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have a December 6, 2001 one-page letter on this, an actuarial analysis without any numbers. So I'll walk you through the impact of the provisions that Mark walked you through just now. And I think of this in terms of three different groups of people. Future affected employees, that is folks that the state may potentially pick up later on. Current MECA employees and current Miles employees. The treatment's just a little bit different for all those folks. For future affected members, when these folks become participants within the retirement system, the state's going to pick up their portion of the contribution, the members chip in their portion, and so you're made whole. The county does not have to put in money on behalf of benefits accruing for future potentially affected groups of employees. For current MECA employees, and we already have had a handful of these folks already where we calculated contribution rates, these folks, there's no change in their benefit. They're still accruing the same benefit within the retirement system, but the membership and the state will be contributing the cost of benefit accruals for those folks going into the future. So the county will not be picking up or putting money into the plan on behalf of these folks. The Miles employees is just a little different, as Mark alluded to. Once these folks become vested, they stop accruing benefits within the retirement system, and they move on to the state system. So we'll see a little bit of a decrease in liability within the retirement system, because when we develop numbers, we have some anticipation that some folks will move on and actually make it to retirement. So we'll limit that possibility when we do our evaluation, and you'll have a lot of vested terminated people within the plan. If I remember earlier, there are 45 folks that aren't vested yet of the group of roughly 300. Those 45 members will continue to accrue service over the next few years until they become vested. The bottom line is that there is no actual cost as a result of this proposed amendment. That's the bottom line of the analysis.
Thank you. Supervisor Caesars.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For both gentlemen, the question is, are there any additional costs, such as administrative costs, figured out in this so that we can keep track, for example, of investing timelines and schedule, both internal costs and external costs? Is there some anticipation that that will also be forwarded to the state or calculated so that we won't have to have that burden also?
We're in the process of negotiating the agreement with the state. Ms. O'Brien, I think, from DHS has been working on it along with others. And I believe, I know for the state supervisors who stayed in our system starting in the summer of 2009, we were passing on our administrative costs. I'm not positive, as I sit here today, whether that's in the current legislation. The costs are not substantial. There is a time cost for staff. There is a cost to pay Mr. Langer to do the actuarial analysis, which at the Pension Study Commission we estimated is probably $5,000 to $10,000 a year for that analysis. As I sit here today, I'm not sure I can answer your question.
Okay. Well, if we keep that on the radar and as we do the negotiations, we try to see if that could be included. That would be a goal, I think. Overall, I believe it's worthwhile. Mr. Chairman, I'd make the motion to approve this item today.
Thank you, Supervisor. Any other questions or comments by the committee? Hearing none. Would you like to make your motion to concur with Finance and Audit and the
Pension
Study
Commission?
Sure, I
agree with that change. Yes, Mr. Chairman.
I thought that's what I heard you say.
Yep.
Okay, we have a motion by Supervisor Caesars to concur with Pension Study Commission and Finance and Audit. Comments, questions? Supervisor House.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I believe it was clear from the testimony that we heard that the employees who will transition into the state's retirement program, they will not lose any benefits, any retirement payment, the pension, that is.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, basically that's correct. The state is essentially forcing the employees to stay in our system until they reach vesting so that they do not lose that benefit. If they transferred to the state with only 2 years in our system, they would get no benefit from us for those 2 years. And so I think there were many reasons behind the state's motivation for the legislation, but one of them, I think, was to make sure they got the benefit of their time with the county.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any more questions, comments? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesar.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with Finance and Audit and Pension Study Commission is approved.
Thank you very much.
Bless you.